The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Conceive, believe, achieve. Shut the f*** up.
And new undisputed UFC middleweight champion of the world, Michael the Count Bisping.
This is Believe You Me on the Gas Digital Network.
Welcome to the show, motherfuckers.
We're in. This is our year-end show. Look, every once in a while, things don't go exactly as planned.
Are you sure? For the sake of the listeners listening, we've just had about four starts, and every time it's losing, all right, stop. We'll restart the show. First of all, he brought his son in that, you know, may have a mental deficiency. Do you know what I mean? You tried to get him on the podcast. I'm like, it didn't go well. Then he says, let's start again. Then he starts, like, you know, making really inappropriate comments about somebody that we know. Okay. And I'm like, well, what are we doing? And then he's like, let's just start the show. I'm like, dude, we've been trying to start the show for 45 minutes now, but it's great. I'm happy. It's good. It's a year-end review, doggies. Let's fucking go. Harrington has provided, if I'm not mistaken, 15 topics. I have no guess what any of them are going to be. I've had no say in any of it. Do you really think that if it's Harrington that designed this, it's going to go smoothly?
I don't think it's going to go smoothly. I'm sure there's going to be mistakes, and I'm sure we're going to point them out. But it wouldn't be Believe You Me without those mistakes. Those little mistakes make us who we are. It's about how you deal with those mistakes in life, which truly defines who you are as a man or as a believer. So, honestly, guys, I love the mistakes. They're happy little accidents. And the more we make them, the better we become because of it. So, Harrington, I know you have a lot to say today. You're really leading the show. It's me and Bisping are going to sit back. You have this is an award show. So what are these called? These are called categories.
Categories.
Yeah. Nominees.
Categories. Nominees.
But Harrington, you got to do it like and the nominees. The nominees are, you know, you have to do it like a real show.
Hold on. So Harrington got to pick the fucking nominees. So it's like multiple choice. Whereas I guarantee multiple choice and the answer isn't even in there. You know what I mean? Like, who was the first double champ ever in the UFC? It'll be Eddie Alvarez, Nate Diaz, whatever. And Conor won't even be in there. I guarantee if Harrington has freestyled a little multiple choice nominee section, there'll be some fuck-ups.
There's definitely going to be fuck-ups. What I told him to do was, I didn't tell him to use his own brain. I said, call through all of the websites that do all the work for us and find the common threads there. Don't worry. He only put this together in 6 hours, maybe. And by the way, why are you dressed that way? Can you please go to the camera in the booth for a second?
How is he dressed?
Look at this.
Show me.
Sexy, I think, is the word you're looking
what
for.
What is that? Well, there's the voice of God, Brian, everybody. And James Braddock, heavyweight champion. Hey, listen, Harrington, listen, that's a good look, bud.
Look at his hat.
You rock that.
He's wearing an Irish Christmas hat, or is that just the St. Paddy's Day hat?
It's an English Christmas hat.
Oh, I love it when you do that voice. You know, incidentally, I see Brian with the Legion of Skanks hoodie on there. My daughter, Ellie, she steals all my T-shirts because that's the look that she likes. She wears like leggings and like a tight thing. And then she'll just like put one of my T-shirts over the top and it's nice and long. You know what I mean? That's the look she likes. This morning, as I was getting showered and ready for this, as I was brushing my teeth and whatnot, she's in there. She goes in my closet. She's going through my T-shirts. I'm like, the fuck are you doing? Well, I didn't swear. I said, you know, what are you looking for? She said, oh, I saw a T-shirt in the other day that's really cool that I want to wear. Guess what she pulls out? Legion of Skanks shirt.
I'm like, yeah.
Funnily enough, you can have that piece of shit. I don't want it in my closet anyway. Low quality fibers. You know, the cotton count was very low. In fact, it makes me itch is what I thought.
Yeah. You know,
the same people make the Believe You Me merch.
That is also true.
I haven't got any of that either.
I don't know how I feel about your teenage daughter wearing Legion of Skanks merch. It's not appropriate.
Check that out, baby boy.
Oh, it came. It came.
It came. It's a little ill-fitting. I'm joking. It fits perfectly. And the hoodie is nice as well.
You're terrible at promoting. He's terrible at promoting. He's like, the thread count sucks. It's a little ill-fitting. It's great.
That's a joke. That is a joke. It looks great. I'll put it on right now, baby boy.
Put it on, baby boy.
Next episode, I'll be rocking it. But I was just about to say, there's a special place in hell for somebody that goes around wearing their own face on a T-shirt. You can do it. I can wear one of you, but I can't wear one of me. A very good friend of ours, Bob G, and his good wife or girlfriend, Jade, they sent me a T-shirt a while ago with my own face on it. And Lucas had it on Christmas Day on our Instagram pictures because he saw it in the garage and was like, what is this? And he just thought it was the funniest thing. So he wore it in a very, very ball-busting way. And every picture, he's holding up the picture of me on his T-shirt because he just thought it was hilarious. But yeah, he can wear that, but I can't wear that. That's why I'm not wearing it now. It's very comfortable. It's the finest fabrics known to men. Egyptian cotton, I think they're made of. They're very, very comfortable, guys.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Next episode, I'm wearing just a T-shirt with just your face on it.
Might be weird, but whatever.
I will.
All right, back to this this show. So, how's this gonna work?
So, Harrington will introduce the categories and the nominees, and we're gonna decide right on the show who should win the Believer Award, the Bimmy, the Buy Me, the what? Look at that! Fucking hilarious.
Look, bring up another one. There's another one where we're sat in front of the fire or something. Yeah, look at him. In every picture, he's doing this because he just thought it was hilarious. He's not in that one, but whatever. So, yeah, there we go. See, every picture. Look, what a Christmas morning. Look at that, how festive. Ellie and Megan on the fireplace. We've got the Sidwicks from Australia. That's how we do it in our house. It's a place of festive joy. But without further ado, I'm very, very curious and very eager to start the BYM end of year review game nominees section awards.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
we should have had a fucking intro song.
You know, we can't play music while we're live, guys.
We could have had somebody, one of the fans, put a Believe You Me end of the year awards rap together. I'm sure somebody could have easily rapped a good theme song.
Well, I can just freestyle one off the top of my head. I'm kind of like Tyron Woodley in that fashion. I can just freestyle like crazy. But, you know, had I known this was such a prestigious event, I would have put it on like a tuxedo or a shirt and tie or something.
Yeah, we really didn't put much thought into this. I got to be honest with you guys.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. We should have
had suits on. Next year, we're going to rent like a hall in Vegas. We'll have a couple thousand people there.
Next year, I'm going to have a 1020p camera. I'm investing in one of those.
I don't think that exists.
Now we're finally starting.
It's 1080p, fucking boomer.
720, 1080, whatever. I don't know the technicality specifications, okay? What I do know is I got the cash to buy them, okay? I walk into Best Buy and say, give me your best podcasting camera. Boom. Okay, I don't need the specification.
Best Buy is not going to be where you're going to get the best podcasting camera. Bisping, please stop talking. You make yourself sound older and older and older every time.
That guy that says the video questions, get your ass to my house. He's in Orange County. He was the producer. Just come and turn this room into something good. If I turn this around, there's all kinds of lights and shit over there. I've pulled everything
out. You don't need some fan to come and do it. I have a company that does this. We've offered to come and do it 1,000 times. It's just you need...
You have spent years saying that I need a producer to turn the computer on for me. Okay,
You need a producer who can then take your content, the stuff that you record on your end, send it to us in a timely fashion where we can then splice it all together. The way it would work, okay, is...
No. I know how it would work. I remember when... what's his name? Hold on. Not Barry Chuckle. What's his name? Your guy. You're a big fucking guy that couldn't even turn my computer on that kid. Bobby Hutch.
Barry Chuckle came.
Barry Chuckle's a guy from England. Does a kids TV show. Bobby Hutch, Barry Chuckle. That's funny. Whatever. Listen, without further ado, BYM end of year review.
Da, 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 da. What an intro.
What is going on right now?
It's the best intro for any award show ever.
I haven't even had a beer, but I think we should have one. Jesus Christ.
Honestly,
end of year review.
Is there whiskey?
I'll check after the first award.
What is Cavassier? I don't even know what it is.
It's like a fancy brandy. It's like a fancy brandy, I believe. Cavassier.
Okay.
What am I doing? I'm texting Rebecca. All right. Well, listen, we do need to start the show and we do need to get this game underway. But text my wife, bring me a beer. please. Boom. Why not? I mean, it's we were supposed to start at 11. It's now 12:03. You know, multiple false starts, multiple wastes of time, multiple bullshit. I feel like Harrington hasn't even done a game. This is all bullshit. You're stalling to waste my time.
It's not a game.
It's a way of life.
It's not a game. It's life, motherfucker. You know, you take this award show seriously, okay?
What my wife says. What does she say about it?
We have the best award show. I don't care. This sounds like it's a mess, but I'm gonna be honest with you. People are on a journey right now with us, and if they're the fans, get it. The people that get it, maybe people that if you're tuning in the first time, it seems a little weird.
They're like, what is all this shit? But the people that listen regularly, like, yeah, this is good, this is good. I said, Rebecca, bring me a drink. She goes, really? I said, yes. She goes, there's only one left, I think. Well, fucking bring it.
And then get your ass in the Maserati, go down to the store, and bring him a 12-pack. It's the BYM Awards.
Without further ado, our first nomination is...
Is it actually without further ado this time, or is there more ado?
You shut the fuck up. We're still doing our intro.
You better get your ass to the store. I say that to my wife all the time. Every time she drinks the last wine, it's a line from Boys in the Hood, I believe. But without further ado...
All right, the first award of the year. What are we giving out here, Harrington?
It's going to be Best Breakout Fighter, and that's for the non-Jorge Masvidal category.
What is the non-Jorge Masvidal category? You don't have to say that.
Well, Jorge Masvidal is, I didn't want to put anybody Fighter of the Year and Breakout Contender.
So now you're spoiling the fact that he's going to...
Breakout Star of the Year, that's the award. You don't need to go Breakout Star of the Year, the non-Jorge Masvidal award. Number one, it doesn't make sense. But firstly, the first sentence explains the award, the breakout fighter of 2019.
What he was trying to articulate, because he's a fucking mumble-mouth, nervous idiot.
That's why he's embarrassing.
It was embarrassing. What he was trying to articulate was that it is not counting Jorge Masvidal, which makes no sense. If it's a breakout fighter of the year, it can include Jorge Masvidal as a nominee. Why not?
It's not, but he's been around for years.
He's not
breakout. He's been fighting main events in the UFC for a long time. He beat Donald Cerrone a few years ago, okay? He's been in the UFC making tracks, making waves, okay? So, Harrington, redeem yourself. Start again. Go ahead, baby boy.
All right. Well, first up is Islam Makhachev. He went 2-0 this year, both decisions. And did get a performance of the night bonus.
All right, next up. So we'll just give us the four nominations. This is going to take a long time if we're going to have Islam Makhachev. What do you want to say about Islam Makhachev? You know, he took a guy down there. He's about to deliver a vicious elbow. Give the four nominations and we can have a chat about it, please, my friend.
All right, Jarzinho Rosenstrike.
Okay.
We have Jared Cannonier.
Okay.
And Alexander Volkanovsky.
Go, Lewis.
If we're not, you know, if we're looking at those fighters who had the biggest breakout, obviously it's going to be Volkanovski. He's now a champion. He was a guy who probably a year ago, not many people, not even that, even before he had that fight, a lot of people, I think, except for diehards, would have trouble picking him out of a lineup. And it was a major performance that sort of came out of nowhere. So, yeah, I don't think there's anybody else that could even be put in that category.
I mean, yeah, you know, that is potentially correct. But unfortunately, I have to disagree. You know, he's been fighting in the UFC since 2016. That's 3 years in the UFC. Okay, he only just won the title. So, of course, his star has never been bigger right now. But a year ago, he was fighting Darren Elkins, Jeremy Kennedy, Shane Young, Mizuto Hiroto. All right. Before that, he put a spanking on Yusuke Kasayuyu. Okay. That was a classic. All right. So,
Kasayuyu.
Kasayuyu.
Kasayuyu was my pick for breakout performer fighter of the year last year. So,
anyway, let's just keep it in this selection category. Okay. Well, listen, so I'm just going to say that you're full of shit and your point doesn't apply. Now, here. I'm going to dazzle you with brilliance, baby boy.
Go ahead.
A year ago, if I said to you the name Jarzinho Rosenstrike, you would have said, Michael, I don't speak any foreign languages. What is this nonsense you were talking to me? Nobody knew his name, right? Even if you looked at the name written on a piece of paper, you would think it was some weird gobbledygook, okay? But now, to be a song, it just rolls off. Oh, you mean Jairzinho? Walking down the street, oh, what's up? There's Jairzinho. What, you mean Rosenstrike? Yeah, okay. Nobody knew that a year ago. He's busting lips. Okay, he's smashing over him all over the place. He's knocking people out. He's had three fights in a year, and it's probably going to be the title fight pretty soon. He's fighting Francis Ngannou. That is the breakout fighter of the year 2019. Argue with me.
I can't. I mean, I'm looking at the points you've made, and I'm going to tell you right now, with the knockout of Overeem, with the way Overeem's lip looked, that was a big moment. That was also a moment where everyone was like, holy shit, that he created an oh shit moment. But I will say, Volkanovski winning the title is a big deal. And I'll tell you right now, he also made his debut on the Believe You Me podcast this year, which should count for something. I mean, Rosenstrike is great. He's made waves. He's, you know, maybe a possible contender in the heavyweight division, champion.
Jairzinho Rosenstrike. See the way I say it? That's about Jairzinho. Jairzinho Rosenstrike. Okay, he's not Italian, but whatever. In 2018, he fought the Team Yvette Fearless 3 event in Paramaribo, Suriname. Okay, he wasn't on the tip of our tongues back then, but then guess what? February 2019, which I commentated, boom, first round or second round knockout. Then Alan Crowder, first round knockout. Then Andrei Arlovsky, first round knockout. He fought four times in the UFC, taking out Andrei Arlovsky, and then takes out Alistair Overeem. Four knockouts in a year, in his UFC debut year. There you go. That's my nomination. And that's, for my money, my winner.
How are we going to choose who wins? I mean,
You can't argue with the logic that I just laid down.
You can. Volkanovski is a fucking champion now. He's a champion. A year ago, nobody knew who fucking Volkanovski was. Don't tell me.
He was fighting in the UFC since 2016.
Doesn't matter. UFC has 7 billion fighters on the roster.
You're a very liberal casual. You know, you turn it on, you turn it off. You don't really care.
You use the C word on me.
You say omelot to fill airtime talking about the fights. You're trying to break it down. You don't know what you're talking about. I know what's going on. I know why you look back. Harrington slides you pieces of paper with facts on, okay? You said he doesn't even work here anymore. He is your fact checker. He is your Callum to me. When I used to work at Fox Sports, Callum did all my research. He is your Callum. He is your little bitch.
He's my we count your like little Louis. Bitch.
Yeah.
I hope he hears this bitch. And just one tear rolls down his face as he's driving back to school.
I used to say, Callum, do my pop-ups. Like, we had to talk about certain people at Wayne's. I'd say, do my pop-ups. They called them pop-ups. You know, we had to find something quirky that they said this week or whatever. I said, Callum, do my pop-ups for me. I'll give you $50. And he would never fucking do it. And I'd be like, 10 minutes before going in at Callum, where are my pop-ups? Oh, sorry, Dad, got distracted. I'm like, dude, in the big world, if you make a deal with somebody and you accept to take money, like, I expect that shit. I'm going on TV now. I'm going to have to freestyle it, which I'm very good at, so it doesn't matter. Anyway, Jairzinho.
When you did your impression of Callum, you sounded like he was from Birmingham.
All right, Callum. Oh, sorry, Dad. I didn't have time, mate, you know. All right, anyway, next. Listen, Jairzinho, he's the winner. Harrington, do you sign off on
that? No, fuck you. You can't just say Jairzinho's the winner.
Let's go to Harrington and Brian, do you sign off on that?
Fine, if we'll have Harrington be the
tiebreaker. Let them speak. Harrington, what say you?
The last time I saw somebody come into the UFC, make their debut, get four wins inside of a year was Israel Adesanya, who is now one of the hottest fighters on the planet. That's why I am going with Rosenstrike.
Okay, and guess what? This time next year, I guarantee Rosenstrike's a fucking thing of the past. Watch.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter because this year is the BYM fucking breakout fighter of the year. It doesn't matter, okay? It can only go down from here. He has reached the highest, the loftiest of perks, okay? Or perches, pardon me.
Make sure you guys also have Frank do a graphic with him holding an award and tweet it at him. See if these guys will retweet it. It'll be hilarious.
I'm gonna hit them all up on Instagram. You're coming on the show on Monday to discuss, you know, your emotions at receiving such a prestigious award. All right, as you may know, this podcast is supported by Wix.com. That's right, folks. There's a better way to build websites for your clients. With Wix, you can harness the latest web technology and innovative design tools to deliver. Listen, at the end of the day, if you've got something you're trying to promote, you need a website. It's as simple as that. You're not putting ads in the yellow pages, okay? You're not putting billboards. You need a website if you want to be taken seriously. If you're a blogger, if you're a chef, whatever it is, you need a website to drive traffic, to sell things. And with Wix.com, you can start a website today, design the layout that you want, grow your business with a custom online, out-of-the-box booking system, and live chat, Lewis.
Don't even believe our words for it. Right now, just go to believeyoumepod.com and look at our website, which was built by Mike Harrington. The show, you see what Harrington does when we leave him to his own devices. Today's show is a goddamn mess, all right? But Harrington was able to actually put together a really, really beautiful website, really clean design, very easy to use. Another cool part about this, Bisping, which I don't know how much you know about this. I don't know much about SEO and marketing your website and getting it to track well on Google.
SEO? Do you mean search engine optimization? Oh, dude, I could give a lecture on that. In fact, I have one next week in Istanbul. There's a very, very keen bunch of entrepreneurs and web designer builders, but their knowledge of SEO is a little bit rudimentary. Yeah. I'm flying out there, business class, of course, and I'll be breaking it down in finer detail. But don't worry about that.
I'm going to call Istanbul shit on that. But
But listen, you don't need to attend my seminar or know about search engine optimization because Wix will do it all for you. Go to wix.com/believe. Get started on your next client website today. Scale your business with Wix. Wix.com/believe. That's Wix.com/believe. All right, where were we?
Yeah, let's see. Next category. Go ahead, Harrington.
Next up, this is kind of a visual one. So if you're watching, check out the YouTube channel. Worst injury of the year. First up, we have the eye injury that cost Nate Diaz a chance to fight the two rounds for the BMF title. We have Donald Cerrone's blown out eye against Tony Ferguson.
He looks well, sorry.
That previously mentioned Jairzinho Rozenstruik did to Alistair Overeem's lip. And Mike Perry's nose blown up by Vicente Luque.
Mike Perry looks like a strong wind is about to blow him away.
Oh, man. I remember somebody in our gym once. I broke his nose like that. We were just doing jujitsu, and I just like, we were rolling and clinked my elbow, just like kind of only tapped his nose, and his nose went ching, like went completely 90 degrees. And he was on the floor, and there's blood pouring out. I'm like, holy shit. And he looked up and he's like, what's it look like? And then someone else in the gym said, well, put it like this. If you followed your nose, you'd be going around in circles. It was fucking hilarious at the time. You know, it definitely, there was blood everywhere. And he goes, well, put it like this. If you followed your nose, you'd be going around in circles. Anyway, what's your nomination, Lewis?
My pick is going to be Overeem. I look at it like this. Which one just looks the most horrible? I have to look away from Overeem. I can't look at it. It's fucking brutal. They're all brutal. Yeah, we probably could have found a different one from Cerrone. The Cerrone one, you know, was brutal, but I don't think it was as bad as the others. But I would say that one, it's the one that I would want to deal with the least. It's the one that's the hardest to look at. It's the one that is, like, just the most gruesome. They have to, like, edit that off of, like, the news. They can't show that on real TV. That's, like, a fucking bad injury.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I agree. I'll go with Overeem as well. Simply because, I mean, listen, Mike Perry's broken nose. I mean, that is really, really bad. But we see that a lot. You know what I mean? I mean, that's a bad nose, man. And I'll tell you what, the surgeons did a great job because he looks good now, as does Overeem. It's almost like it never happened. The surgeon did a fantastic job. But as I was saying, you do see a lot of broken noses in this sport. So it's not as shocking, even though that one was terrible. The one with Overeem, I mean, oh, man. Could you imagine like drinking a lemony drink with that lip? It'd sting like a motherfucker. Overeem, we have a united front on this one.
Alistair Overeem, congratulations. Injury of the year on the Believe You Me BIMI Awards.
That's like, I mean, because you don't really want that award. That was when the Fighters Only International Awards, I won upset of the year when I knocked out Luke Rockhold. I still haven't got my trophy because I went up there. I'm like, upset of the fucking year? What are you talking about? Wasn't no fucking upset to me. I'm like, I was offended that they gave me upset of the year. You know what I mean? And Alistair, whilst winning many awards, that's not exactly a prestigious award to win.
Well, it is because it comes from us. From anybody else, it might be offensive, but to, you know, to even be talked about on this podcast, it's pretty big. So
it's like a backhanded compliment, though. It's like, oh, he takes a punch really well.
Fine, fuck you, Alistair. How about that?
That's not what I'm saying.
Go fuck yourself. Hey, we don't like you. We never did like you.
On getting fucked up against the 2019 Breakout Fighter of the Year, who knocked out four people in 1 year. Nobody knew that name a year ago, but they know your face, they know your lip, and they know Rosenstrike. Anyway,
that's really just another award for Rosenstrike.
Fighter of the Year, it's Jairzinho Rosenstrike. Every award goes to him.
All right, next one. Right, what do we got?
All right, another visual-based one here. Hottest female MMA fighter.
Okay, I like it.
I mean, Jesus. I'm a commentator for the UFC. Every male or female that steps into that octagon is my brother in arms, my sister in arms. I don't look at them that way, you know, but for the sake of the game, I'll get into the spirit. I'll have to fake it. I'll have to fake it. But go ahead. Give me the nominations.
All right. Well, first up, Joanna Champion, something very different about her this year. So she made this list where she might not in other years. Next up,
she would be breakout hot fighter of the year, because a year ago she wasn't classed as a hot fighter. Yeah. But this, have you seen her lately on Instagram? She knows how to work it these days.
Yeah, we would fighter that figured out makeup in the past year. Joanna Jędrzejczyk. Fighter who fucking figured out Instagram filters in the past year.
Well, yeah, there's also some surgical enhancements there. Rachel
Tracy Cortez. Oh, no, sorry, go on.
Rachel Ostevich. Absolutely.
So it's Ostevich, but Ostevich, whatever, sorry. However you want to say it. Say it in an English accent, at least.
Rachel Ostevich. okay. All right, next up, Paige Van Zandt, friend of the show, and, of course, Macy Barber.
Look at those fucking forearms on her. You think that's hot?
Gorgeous.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not going to say but talk bad about Macy, but is that, and of course, you know, like she's everyone's favorite hot chick.
Of course,
Macy Barber. I don't know. I feel very uncomfortable having this conversation right now because it's the year 2019 and we should be looking at women and looking at the ladies that compete in the octagon for their skill set. Okay. Okay, that's how we should be looking at these people, Lewis.
I will give Harrington a little bit of credit because the next category is hottest male fighter of the year. So we're treating them like equals. We are a true feminist podcast. We treat men and women completely equally. So
that's okay. All right, well, give us your nomination. Give us your vote. Who you got?
I got Macy Barber's forearm. That's honestly that's just that single piece of her. Harrington, what is she? Why? What? She's cute, but why her?
She's not cute. She's gorgeous.
She's got fucking.
This isn't your like personal, you know.
You entrust me to make the nominations. This is my one pick. That's just for me.
It's also this isn't even a great photo of her.
Yeah, like the lighting's all off. She definitely didn't use a filter. You know, she could have ran a brush through her hair first. You know, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Get it together.
I mean,
forearms.
She's got fucking. Got some brolic forearms, dog. Those knuckles.
No, she's a good-looking girl. We're joking. Just in case she's listening to this, she's a good-looking girl. We're joking. Give a pick. I'll say, I don't know. Paige Van Zandt. There you go. Ba-dum-dish. I'm a married man. This is very awkward. Let's move on to the guys.
Can I see the original?
I can see the Rachel Ostevich shot was a good one, though. Was that a good one? In terms of these, I mean.
Can we see another Rachel Ostevich shot? Because I know what Paige looks like. I gotta see another hot shot of her. Who's the other chick who's like, I think you're missing somebody. Isn't there the one jiu-jitsu chick?
There's tons
hot.
That is missing, and we're deliberating a long time on this. We've got 15 categories to get through. We can't bring up all the Instagram pages. Just give us a fucking selection and move on, baby boy.
So I was going to put Mackenzie Dern, but she had a child this year. And
that's beautiful. There's nothing more beautiful than childbirth, Harrington, you fucking piece of shit.
Mackenzie Dern is a colleague of mine, okay? All right, listen, just pick. Make your selection, Lewis. So and fucking stop deliberating of all these people, okay? This is I'm going to work with these people. I've got to look them in the face.
Her. She wins. Whoever the fuck she is. Race Hodgman? Yeah. Yes. Oh, what are we, fucking crazy here? Yes. How are you even arguing that, Bessie? That was crazy.
I'm not. I'm in. I'm all about it, baby boy. Let's move it on, though.
I love it. Bisping, you can just separate yourself from these categories sometimes.
No, no, it's not the fact that my wife, it's the fact that I work with all these people. Do you know what I mean? And they don't mind. Of course, I'm being childish, I'm being funny. No one gives a fuck, but we do have a lot of categories.
She knows
she's
hot.
Wasted an hour before we even started. Let's get to the next category.
32 minutes I wasted. Next category, go ahead.
Oh, she's listening, by the way, Macy. You are number one in my heart. Sexiest male fighter. First up, Sexy Yama.
He's still around?
Yeah, well, he left the UFC this year. He got the boot midway through the year, but he did compete in the UFC this year, so he is eligible. He's fighting in ONE FC right now.
Okay, give me the others.
Next up, new guy, Kron Gracie.
Okay.
Look at that little V.
How do you fucking look? Go back to.
Hold on. Listen, Harrington, you sound like really aroused right now.
I'm just. He got the little V going to, like in the gray sweat. He looks great.
He's got veins on his abs. How is that even possible?
Yeah, veins on his abs, and he's got the gray sweatpants on. You know what's he looking at? You think over there? What can he see in the distance? What do you think he's pondering?
He's probably looking at Rachel Ostovich.
He's not looking at Mike Harrington, that's for sure. All right, Barachinha. Okay.
Yep.
Chiseled guy as ever.
Paulo Costa. And finally, our good friend Luke.
Oh, I mean, we got to give Luke something.
No.
Okay, the poor guy. If Luke gets my nomination, the guy's out there. He's a model. He's got knocked out, what, how many times? Two times this year? Or was it just once? I'm not sure, but it wasn't a good year for Luke Rockhold. Let's give him something. I say hottest male fighter this year is Luke Rockhold. You know what I mean? You can't have your title back. You can't have your soul back. Left Hook Larry took that. But what I will give you, okay, and this isn't condescending at all. I'm going to give you the 2019, believe you me, sexiest male fighter of the year award. You know, I mean, how can you hate on that?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to disagree, and I think you're going to agree with me on this. Let's just say, for all intents and purposes, that Luke Rockhold and my nominee, or my pick, Paulo Costa, were equally good looking. And let's get real. I think Paulo Costa is objectively better looking than him.
I don't know about that. I mean, Luke is nice and tall. He's slender. He can surf. He can skateboard. You know, man, he can string a sentence together like no other. Barachinha can't even speak English. Okay,
If a woman couldn't talk, I mean, whew, the perfect woman, that's what I say. Am I right, baby boys? Am I right? Here's the bigger determining factor here. Let's just say, you know, potato, patata. These guys are both handsome men. Obviously, they're chiseled from stone. They're both gorgeous men, undoubtedly.
Yeah.
Okay,
undoubtedly.
But one of these men is winning fights. One of these men is fucking on his way out. And there's nothing sexy about a man who's not just saying losing fights, we'll say a man who's not nailing his dream.
Yeah. No, I get it. So let's just say, like, he was going out on a date, not with somebody like me that could defend themselves. Let's just say a lesser male. A Luis J. Gomez, perhaps, okay? So Luke Rockhold, Luis J. Gomez and Barachinha going out on a date. Somebody tries to mug you, right? You need a guy that's going to step up and defend you, Lewis.
Yes.
Right, Luke Rockhold. He's a little chinny these days, okay? Rockhold. He can't really take a good shot. Barachinha may be on special sauce, but he would defend you.
Dude, Rockhold would fucking be like, here, baby, hold my jacket. He'd go to take off his jacket, and his shoulder would bump his chin, and he would knock himself out, okay? And then I'm being brutally raped by a gang of men in the Bronx. And
multiple men.
Barachinha, he would fucking high kick him in the head. And
I reckon Barachinha joining with that gang of men looking at him.
Also,
shouldering there.
He's on steroids. I don't know what you want me to fucking say. Listen, at his body.
This is not the USADA fucking awards, okay? It's the BYM best looking male. He'd get it awards. Yeah. You're right. You sold it. I mean, look at that. Jesus Christ. He's a good looking guy.
It's a good-looking guy, and honestly,
I'm never going to commentate at the UFC event ever again. Okay, just thanks. Thanks for getting me fired. I really appreciate it. We're offending every fucking male, female person on the roster.
If they fire you over this, I will say the UFC just has no sense of humor.
No, I know. Shut up. I'm joking. All right, I got Luke Rockhold, baby boy.
You still have him?
Still got him. Still
okay.
Got him.
Paulo Costa, I say. Harrington, deciding vote.
I mean, here's the thing. Harrington,
if you fucking suck Bisping's dick again because you're just a fucking... They act like either sick events to me. No, they suck your fucking asshole on every show, and it's crazy.
Hold on. First of all, never say Harrington sucks my asshole ever again. That is way too graphic, okay?
Yeah, he never lets
me. Too graphic. And secondly, he hasn't said his pick yet. You don't know which way he's going to lean. Harrington, what you got?
Simply based on the reaction from the ladies in the room during UFC 244, Paulo Costa.
Thank you.
I think you owe Harrington an apology.
Harrington, I'm sorry that I jumped the gun and I said that you suck Michael Bisping's asshole, which would be nearly impossible. A hole doesn't exist. There's no way to suck a hole.
Wait, what did you fucking just say to me?
I have no idea what you're talking about, but let's just take a quick second to talk about Mud Water, right? The people over at Mud Water, they think that coffee is really just a poor vessel for your caffeine. Now, listen, it doesn't matter if the coffee comes in a grande or a venti. It's just delivering something that potentially leaves you addicted, Lewis.
Yeah, I know. I'll tell you right now, I drink too much coffee. I drink coffee all afternoon, at night. And then when I try to stop drinking coffee, it gives me a headache. I have these weird caffeine crashes. It was too much, okay? There had to be a better way, and Mud Water has made such a better way. They have this amazing blend. It doesn't taste like... It's a weird name because they call it Mud Water. It does not taste like mud. It tastes amazing. It's like cacao and like almost like chai, I guess. Really, really flavorful, really tasty, and it gives you a great pick-me-up, and you're not honestly having anywhere near as much caffeine as coffee.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Listen, I'm not going to talk shit about coffee and pretend I don't like coffee. I do. But the problem is I have two or three strong cups in the morning. Then I start feeling nauseous. I get a little jittery. I start shaking. I get a little irritable, if I'm honest. So, you know, I drink too much. And the people over at Mudwater think you shouldn't have to rely on something to wake you up in the morning. But they do like the morning ritual. So they came up with Mudwater, a coffee alternative that uses an elixir of mushrooms to give you energy and focus without, as I said, the anxiety and the jitters. Each ingredient was added for a reason: turmeric for inflammation, cinnamon to help suppress sugar cravings, cacao and chai for mood and energy, lion's mane for focus, cordyceps for physical performance, and chaga and reishi for immune and stress response. I mean, come on, what more do you want? So if you're looking for something to help you get started in the morning without a crash, without making you feel nauseous, and without basically just drinking too much of a product that isn't good for you, you should go to mudwater.com and give this a try. Go to mudwtr.com and use the code DRINKMUD for 15% off your new morning ritual. All right, where were we?
All right, let's get into some cool shit. Let's go with knockout of the year.
Shortlist.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same four as everything else. First up, it's how Jessica Andrade won the title from Rose Namajunas.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay.
Slam KO.
Just go through them a little faster, because obviously for the people that are listening, you know, it's painful. But yeah, we got it. The head slam, Rose Namajunas.
Anthony Pettis, Superman punch KO of Stephen Thompson.
Uh huh. Yep.
Valentina Shevchenko sending Jessica High into the nether realm. That's insane. And then finally, how could we make a list without this one? Oof. Aspirin knocked out by Masvidal. Flying knee.
I know my vote.
I mean,
you go first.
You save the best to last. I mean, it's easy peasy lemon squeezy. There were some amazing knockouts there. Shevchenko knocking out Eye like that was phenomenal, right? But, and also the way that Andrade knocked out Namajunas, that was good because it was like so unusual. You know, it was so violent. And Namajunas was winning that fight brilliantly. She was dancing around the place. She looked untouchable. And then Andrade just said, you know what, fuck this. Come here. Picks her up, slams her on her head. So that was great. But you can't top the Masvidal of Ben Askren. 5 seconds, stops there, stands there, cool as a cucumber, hands behind the back, runs forward, knocks him out. Come on. That's going to be it. Baby boy, yeah. Lewis, go ahead.
Not only that, when you look at sort of the implications of that fight and what that did for Masvidal's career, that was like a sort of, we were joking before about breakout, but it was sort of a breakout moment in terms of like, oh shit, like everybody's eyes were on Masvidal. It's what got him into the BMF fight. It was, it's what I think it's sort of what made everyone start talking about Masvidal in the new light, where he sort of turned this corner and he's the dude. He's fighting for the title now. Yeah, I agree completely. Masvidal is a bad motherfucker, and that knockout was unbelievable. Even though, honestly, all the knockouts in that category were great. You could literally you could make an argument for any of them, and I will not shut up, Michael Bisping.
I'm sorry, I'm not talking to you. Alfie is growling and barking at something in the background. Alfie, shut up!
He thinks it's Shevchenko. He disagrees.
I just want to let you know something. You are correct. I agree with you in what you say. But he also knocked out Darren Till prior to that, and that started the trajectory of the star. You know what I mean? This was a big year for him. He had three sensational fights. First one was Darren Till, but that was the knockout of the year. That was the knockout of the UFC. It's the fastest knockout in the history of the Ultimate Fighting Championship. So that in itself is grandiose. So yeah, there you go. We have a united front again. Next category.
All right. A little love for the submission specialist. First up, Jack Hermanson.
Let me guess, Bryce Mitchell.
You'll see.
It's just four Bryce Mitchell submissions. He gets.
He only had two finishes this year. But yeah, I'll put Jack Hermanson with a guillotine of David Branch pulling the upset, just overpowering him in the first round. Next up, Charles Oliveira, sick little anaconda choke against David Taymor. Next up, we have Corey Sanhagen, the fight that got him into contendership, this sick armbar over Mario Bautista.
Okay.
Yeah.
Flattens him out into his belly. And then finally, you called it, Bryce Mitchell with the second twister submission in UFC history.
I just don't want to give it to Bryce Mitchell because I don't like Harrington. I feel bad because Bryce, he seems like a cool guy, but I really hate Harrington.
Well, no. Bryce Mitchell has reached out. He's a fan of the show. He wants to come on. Either that or Harrington is just making up this false reality just so we can talk about him. But that was the best submission of this year. I mean, all the other submissions, we've seen plenty of them. We've seen plenty of arm in triangles. We've seen rear naked chokes. We've seen arm bars until the cows come home. You don't get to see very many twisters. In fact, there's only been one so far in the UFC. That was the second one. And to top it all off, he said he'd learned it on YouTube. And we're now talking about him. In fact, he's the breakthrough fighter of 2019.
In fact, that was the knockout of the year I'll give him.
The best looking fighter of the year.
Sexiest female fighter, Bryce Mitchell.
They are doing something good up in Arkansas. They know how to make a good man. Bryce Mitchell. That gets my vote.
You know what? This is, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Bryce Mitchell podcast. I am your host, Bryce Mitchell, with my co-host, Bryce Mitchell.
Yes.
Hi, Bryce. How are you?
Great. Places to be, though. Next category.
Really, Bisping hates today's show. I want to point out.
I love it. I tell you what I hate: the fucking gardener across the street with his lawnmower going. That's what I'm hating. Can you hear that?
No, we can't. NFYI. So,
well, that's all that matters.
There you go. You don't have to worry about it. I don't hear it at all.
We got Bryce Mitchell, baby boys.
Next up.
All right. Next up is the funniest active fighter on the UFC roster.
Okay. I like the category. We're gonna call this the Brendan Schaub Award.
You're gonna get punched in the face one day. I'm just letting you know. One day, Brendan's gonna come up and say, "Yo, listen, bro. I know you had fucking one fight against another comedian. He's knocked out fucking Mirko Krokop. He's been in there with some of the best heavyweights in the world, and he's twice the fucking size of you. He would knock you out with one flick of his hand. Okay,
I like Lewis.
He would." Yeah, all, so, you know. Listen,
first
you're
of all,
picking a fight that you can't win, Lewis.
First of all, I hope Brian Callen head kicks you in the fucking other eye. I swear to God, I hope he fucking blinds you. Brian Callen, Superman punch you in the eye, and that's the end of your fucking career. How dare you? We're supposed to have a united front. You're supposed to be on my side, okay?
I am, but you're the one just like needlessly pick.
If I would expect you to defend me and defend me,
I would defend you, okay, to a fault, because that's what good friends do, okay? I'd be like, fuck, I don't want to do this. I put my beer down and go, I know I shouldn't do this. Bah, 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 bah. I'm like, see, look what you made me do. Fucking dickhead. Now the police are going to be around my house. By the time I get home from the pub, the cops are going to be waiting for me at the front door. Like, I'm talking from experience. Been there many fucking times. Don't make me do it, Louis. Don't make me do it.
I'm just saying, if Schaub comes after me, I expect wholeheartedly you to stand in between us and say, you know what? That's my fucking boy. And if you're fighting him, you're fighting me. Okay? And then as soon as you get in, I'll take a beer bottle. I'll fucking psh over the head. You get him to the ground. He's a big guy.
I'll make it look like that's what I'm going to do. But then at the last minute, I'll like get weirdly pulled away by security. And unfortunately, he just gets here. He gets here. And I'm like trying to get at you. And you're getting fucking pounded. And like Schaub stomping on your fucking head. I'm like, let me at him. And the cops show up. And unfortunately, you never made it. Okay. But my God, it's the funniest thing they ever did. He would rather go no other way. He went getting stomped on the face to Brendan Schaub, okay? Don't Lose ever did was getting stomped to death by Brendan Schaub. There you go, that's your masterpiece.
He's going to see me at the store and just see red and be like, oh, yeah, you want to use me as a drop on your show, motherfucker?
That's what I'm saying. This is all you. He's going to see you there one of these days, he's just going to go, you know what? I'm just going to extend my left arm. And if it hits you in the face, you fall, okay? It's like, you poke the bear. He's a nice guy. You know what I mean? But he did used to beat motherfuckers up in the cage for a living. So, no. You know,
first of all,
battles wisely.
First of all, okay, I like Brendan Schaub. I said that before.
Fucking show. We got 27 more categories to get through, and Harrington announces them because he's so proud of the game that he devised. Okay, guys, in category one, and let's take a look at the video. Da-da-da-da. It's like just get through them. Bam, 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 bam. Give your nomination, make a funny joke, move on. Next category.
All right, the Brendan Schaub funniest comedian or funniest active fighter award. I don't care. It's a compliment. I'm sorry. Okay. So good.
Who do we got though?
All right. Well, first up is Mike Perry. After his latest loss, fuck, bro. What the fuck? My offense wasn't there. Damn, if I don't feel like a dumbass. Kids, don't be like me. It's dangerous when you seem to enjoy getting hit in the face. But still, I will be back in the gym to drill moves to kill until my team feels I'll bring the thrills. Thanks.
All right. So you pulled up a non-funny moment.
I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah. Like, it brings up like the, you know, I mean, I get it. You thought it was funny and it was kind of cute, but he's a funny guy. He's a funny guy in general. That tweet didn't do it justice. Next one. I know I recognize it already. Derek Lewis, go ahead, Harrington. Say your piece.
Well, this is what happened when a boxer showed up looking to spar the best MMA fighter in their gym. That guy was Derek Lewis. So he just thought it was funny to beat up, some boxers.
And Harrington, you're introducing this category terribly. Derek Lewis is also very funny on social media. His Instagram is hilarious. He posts stuff all the time.
Look, there's a guy there with a lawnmower.
Is it Derek Lewis?
It's not Derek. It's
how great Enrique. Would that be?
It's Enrique, my gardener. Enrique needs to fuck off, okay? Anyway, what else we got?
Next up, I have Ben Askren, who responded like this hours after getting knocked out by Jorge Masvidal. Well,
okay.
Up.
So is that the four categories? Or is there one more?
One, Darren Till.
That's pretty funny. All right. So Darren Till, Ben Askren, Derek Lewis, and Mike Perry. Who you got?
I'm going to go, I think there could have been other people, to be honest with you. I think Connor could have been in the category. I think, there's a few other guys. That, and there's also guys that actually do comedy that are in the category as well, guys like Tyron Woodley and some other people. But regardless, I'm going to go with Ben Askren. I think Ben Askren, he's always had a good sense of humor. He's always been very funny. It's honestly what probably got him into the UFC was how he was on social media, and he trolled Dana White, which was always very funny. And literally right up until the very end where he's getting knocked out and, you know, making jokes about it right after the fact, it takes a certain type of personality to be self-deprecating and to laugh at themselves. And I respect that. And he seems to, you know, not take himself super seriously. So I give it to Ben Askren.
Okay. No, I see your reasoning. I understand your reasoning and it does apply, you know, but unfortunately, sometimes when you're presented with a scenario where you get knocked out in 5 seconds, the only defense that you have is self-deprecating humor. You know, there's no other way you can go around it. So while I commend the way he handled that, because that was pretty much his only way of handling it, I don't think that makes him the funniest fighter of the year. I think it makes him a great guy. I think it makes him very humble. I like Ben Askren. I wish him all the best going forward, you know. But I can't give him funniest fighter of the year. Listen, who has delivered such classic lines like, because my balls was hot? Who am I talking about?
It's true. Come it's on. True.
Derek Lewis every year. That man is fucking hilarious.
Was that this year, though?
It wasn't this year, no, but he continues to deliver. Just the other day, he said, listen, I'm really thinking, what did he say? Something about anyone out there who's spending Christmas alone, I'm thinking of you, and please hit me up because I need to borrow some chairs or something like that. He put that on Twitter. Derek Lewis, come on. He's hilarious. And after that, Mike Perry, a close runner-up.
Okay, what do we think here? Harrington, you're the deciding vote.
I am going to go with Derek Lewis.
All right.
All right, listen, Christmas has passed, but still you can go out there and buy the perfect gift. Lewis, you are distracting me. You're pulling faces. There's sexual faces. You're using a soul right massager in front of the people. What is going on?
I'm not even lying about this. It feels really good. Right now, I'm. What is it? What part of my body is this, Michael Bisping? My lat?
It looks like the tricep, a little bit of the lats, but that's what you do, and that's the good thing about the soul, right? You can take that and you can literally put it wherever you want. You can put it on your back. You can nestle your back into it. If you've got a tight tricep, like it appears that you have, you can put it there. The side, maybe it's your abs, maybe it's your ass. You can gently massage yourself wherever you need it to be. Work yourself out. The soul, right? Massage, the soul, right? Should I say, was designed to mimic, as we said, the way that a masseuse or a therapist would use their body to massage somebody. With peaks that mimic the forearms and corners that mimic the elbow, the psoas allows you to target any part of the body that has muscle tension, making it the most versatile self-massage tool on the market. Would you agree, Lewis?
I'm not lying about this. I know it seems like I'm just acting. I'm not a good actor. I've never gotten an audition in my entire life. You guys have been listening to the show. You know I'm not good at speaking or improvising either, okay? This thing feels fucking great, okay? I had it on the floor before the show. I was doing it on my back. I was doing it on my lower back. Right now, I'm getting my lats right here. There's like almost like a pressure point right here. Whatever that is, it presses it in the perfect way. This thing is awesome, and it's really affordable. It's inexpensive. You're using your body weight to kind of give you the pressure. You can kind of get the exact type of pressure that you want. You're figuring out exactly where the sore spots are. That's a problem when you get a massage. They start doing it, and you don't want to say, hey, go back there for a minute. You have to articulate it in a certain way. This is a perfect little tool if you're working out, if you're sore, if you have tightness. I'm telling you right now, try out the Soulright because it's an incredible product. It really is.
No, it really is. And as you said, it is very, very affordable. In fact, so affordable, we don't even have a special code because it is cheap enough already. All you got to do is go to the website, soulright.com, soulright.com. I see you working it there, baby boy. I use mine every day, every evening. I need to work on this range of motion. And you can do that also by going to soulright.com. No code. Enjoy. All right. Let's get back into it.
I'm really excited for this one. I guarantee we're the only people who are going to be breaking this down. Best translator in MMA.
I thought you were going to say best trans fighter. I swear to God, as soon as he said trans, I was like, there's like two. That's crazy. Best translator. Why would you have best translator in MMA?
Because
the worst fucking topics ever. Okay, so there's Derek, the Brazilian one, right? Who else we got? These are the worst. What happens when you allow Harrington to devise a game. There is literally every MMA website that you go on, they're breaking down best fighter of the year, best this of the year. On no occasion, on no Instagram account, on no nothing, no reporters are breaking down the best translator of the year. I can't wait to hear these.
The best lighting technician of the year goes to...
Don't spoil it. That's next.
Best cutman of the year. That would be a good one, actually. You know. All right. So go on. Who do we have, Harrington?
I wasn't able to find a name for this guy, but the guy who translated for Wei Li Zhang at UFC Shenzhen.
Do we have a video of this? Because he was fucking awful. He made me look so bad.
I'll pull the video up for the end. No? Okay. All right. Next up is Wei Li Zhang's normal personal translator. This guy who was very excited last time She won to get the title fight. We have Derek Kronig, obviously the Brazilian. And finally, Ray, Yoel Romero's personal translator.
I got to give it to Ray every time simply because he looks like running the limo driver across with Mr. Leahy from Trailer Park Boys, if you've ever seen that. But that guy all day. Simple.
Ray all day, baby boy.
It's nothing to do with any of those Chinese people, right? You know what I mean? I have to fucking translate some of those shows. You got to go from English, you ask the question, then you go to, let's say, there was an Italian person fighting in China. I have to ask it in English, then you give it to the Chinese, then you give it to the Italian, and then the fighter says it, then they got to translate it to the Italian and then to the Chinese and then back to me. It's fucking hard. And if they don't have their shit together, the one person that's going to look like a total dickhead is me, because I've got no idea where this is going. I'm passing it around. I'm like, come, because someone just give me a fucking coherent thought, a rational thought, please. Yeah, like but there
the
you
most
go.
Confusing game of telephone ever. If you just play telephone between four people, you're not going to get the message correct.
In different languages. I'm like, come on, baby boy. Help me out a little bit. Derek, there you go. Let's
move on. At that point,
on.
You're just saying the generic stuff. Be like, I'd like to thank my coaches and my sponsors. Thank God.
Oh,
okay.
Dear.
All right, next category.
All right, we're calling this one the Luke Rockhold Conceive, Believe, Achieve Award.
Yeah, Harrington explained this to me. So this is the fighter that sort of embodies the spirituality, the self-helpedness,
the essence
of Luke Rockhold's message.
Okay, I'm very intrigued to know the nominations.
First up, Rory McDonald questions his will to hurt people after a conversation with God during the John Fitch fight. And I quote, God really called me the last little while, and I don't know if I...
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Sorry, couldn't resist.
You don't know, Michael Bisping, who's calling Rory McDonald.
It isn't fucking God in the middle of a cage fight. I know that.
Right.
Very disrespectful to his beliefs, right? The 2 days after Christmas, it's okay.
Second, Luke Rockhold seemed to be looking ahead of his opponent debuting at light heavyweight.
Are you giving Luke Rockhold his own award?
Well, you know, hey, if anybody is due.
He's eligible, okay? It was named after him.
That's true.
All right. He said, John is talented. I've envisioned fighting John for a long time. I don't lose to people like Jan. So he was referring to John.
He conceived it. But does he believe it?
Go ahead.
That's my issue with that one.
Nate Marquardt was told by God to return to MMA. And I quote, I had a dream. God spoke to me and he confirmed it later in the week by two people I've never met before and one that I had that I will be returning to MMA.
It was Rory McDonald. He was like, I talked to God. You got to come back.
This should be called the biggest bullshitter award, okay? You know what I mean? Because all of them are just talking out their ass. They're all blaming God for getting lost. They're all saying it was God's plan. Luke Rockhold saying... What did he say? Oh, he bullshitted. I don't lose to people like Jan. This should be the biggest bullshitter of the year award. Okay. And that will always go to Nate Marquardt in my book or Luke Rockhold.
And finally, Diego Sanchez. He says, I'm looking to do a Michael Bisping story. But it's the Diego Sanchez story, and it ends differently than the Michael Bisping story because it ends with that belt wrapped around my waist, giving all the glory to God for all the trials and tribulations I've been through. You're going to see a story that ends triumphant. I don't care if one person in the world believes. I believe.
Wow. That's intense. Well, and he gave you a little shout out. Even though you didn't thank God, you thanked your family like a piece of shit.
Yeah. The people that brought me into this world, I thanked my mother. I thanked my father. I thanked the loved ones around me. I thanked the people that helped me, the tangible people that existed and played a role in my life. I'm sorry. I don't believe in the phantom in the sky. I don't believe in these false pagans, these false devils that you all get on your knees and worship. Okay. I thank tangible, real life people, people that have impacted my life. Okay. Really made a difference and helped me become the person that I am. I don't worship false idols.
Yeah. I think Bisping said it best. I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe a little bit of faith. That'd be nice. A little bit of faith.
Exactly. Well, I'm the one suffering.
Yeah. Look, when you look down and you saw it wasn't one set of footprints in the sand. It was one footprint and one leg dragging behind you in a line. It's all you the whole time, baby boy.
Fisty walking through the desert for sure.
Just dragging his leg.
These are terrible awards, Harry.
This is getting bad now. We're stretching.
It's getting really bad.
Can you skip any of the ones that make no sense?
No, it's all meat and potatoes after this one.
Okay. All right. Okay. So look, I'm going to give it to Nate Marquardt. He said God told him to return to MMA specifically, and then he confirmed he really believed it. He really conceived it. Now he's going to achieve it. Nate Marquardt is my nominee.
Whatever. Luke Rockhold. There you go. Let's get a real one. Let's have a real chit chat. Let's get a real, something to sink our teeth into.
So just fucking pick the same one as me so we don't have to go to Harrington for a tiebreaker.
Okay, fucking Nate Marquardt, baby boy.
Our award show rules. There's no other award show that's run like this.
Best show of the year. Love it. I'm having a great time. I just wish I had another beer.
Yeah, where's my fucking Cavassier?
We're working on it.
Tell my son to bring me Cavassier. Let's go.
James. All right. The next one up is best fight card of the year, starting with UFC 236. That was the double title fight, Holloway-Poirier 2 and Gastelum Adesanya. Next up, UFC 239. That was the big international fight week, Jones, Santos, and Nunez versus Holm. And Masvidal versus Diaz, UFC 244 for the BMF title, as well as a packed night of fights. And finally, UFC 245, three title fights on the line, Usman Covington, Holloway Volkanovski, and Nunez versus GDR.
This is
hold on. You forgot one of the best fight cards of the year. Didn't even get a look in. Stipe Miocic versus Daniel Cormier 2, Nate Diaz versus Anthony Pettis, and Yoel Romero versus Barcini. If I'm not mistaken, I'm using my vast plethora of knowledge. It was UFC 235 in Anaheim, California. That was probably one of the best cards of the year. Quickly contested by the double title fight, Adesanya versus Gastelum and Holloway versus Poirier. That was also good. But I got to go, baby boy, with Stipe versus Cormier, even though that's not a contender. For me, that was the best card of the year.
Let me pull up the rest of the Masvidal Diaz card because I want to remember who else was on. It was Darren Till versus Calvin Gastelum, Derek Lewis versus Blago Ivanov. Yeah, I mean, it was really Till and Gastelum. That wasn't a crazy fight card. Yeah, I agree with Bisping. For the sake of moving it along, I don't really know.
Hold on. What the fuck was that? Was it UFC 240? I keep looking.
It was
at
UFC 241.
241. There we go.
Don't get me wrong. Absolutely stacked card, but I think you guys are sleeping on UFC 235. That had two possible fight of the year contenders on there, Gastelum, Adesanya, and Poirier versus Holloway, too.
What was the rest of the card, though? What else was on there?
Which card was Bryce Mitchell on? Because that's the one I'm voting for.
All right, let's just move on. Let's just pick a contender. I'm going to say UFC 2, whatever. The one with Stipe and Cormier. That gets my... Or... Yeah, it does.
I'm going to vote that we kill this category for this year and next year. Who gives a shit?
I'm going to vote that we kill fucking Harrington, or at least fire him.
Who's the fucking winner of this award, Harrington? Who the fight card is going to accept the award? There's no, it's not
yeah,
a category.
Hold on a minute. Yeah, no one cares. I mean, so the one that he's suggesting, add Adesanya and that's UFC fucking, I'm looking at the wrong card because of Harrington. He said UFC 234. It is not. That was Adesanya and Anderson Silva. Whatever. Stipe and Cormier, that one. The card was great. Nobody even wins this one. The pay-per-view event.
The fans. Win. Fans win.
Well, James wants to come in and say hi. Since we didn't use the intro.
I don't understand.
You want to say hi? Come here.
What's up? Hey, we're completely off the rails anyway. Hi, James.
Hi.
How are you, buddy?
You want to sit there? No, you got to sit. Come next to me. You can't sit here.
James, can I just ask you, what was your favorite fight card of the year, the most prestigious? Because essentially losing all of our listeners right now on this show, and it's great. So without further ado, how mean was your dad at Christmas?
He was actually pretty nice.
Oh, see, thanks.
Oh, really? What is inside Louis, your dad's mind, inside his head? What is in there?
Well, I guess in the morning he was a little sleepy, and he just said two more hours.
That's right, sleepy.
Yeah. And does he lie? Does he ever lie? Does he use bad words?
Ah, pretty much a lot.
When do I use? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Social services.
I told him we're going to Jamaica. I'm bringing the family. James has to lie for the first time. I'm giving him permission to lie about his age when we go swimming with the dolphins, right?
Oh, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, listen, I do it all the time. I do it all the time. Listen, you're 16, okay? Or Lucas, you're 10. Shut up. You're tall enough, but you're still not mentally old enough. Just say you're 10, okay?
He's going to be fine. Well, happy birthday, James.
Happy birthday for tomorrow, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay, you want to go don't finish worry, your, go don't play worry. Your game? We're almost done a little bit. We're going to be done soon.
We're almost done. We've only got another 27 terrible nominations to get through. But other than that, we're almost done. We're right there.
Yeah, we're almost done, Baby Bear. So go play with your Nintendo Switch. Come on, go play with your Nintendo Switch.
And by the way, Dad is really has a booger face.
I know. How dare he?
Did he just say I have a booger face?
He did. Oh. He did. But I just want to remind you, we're in the middle of the year-end review, okay? Booger faces aside, you know.
Who gets the Booger Face Award for the Believe in Me Awards? It's a good award.
We'll figure it out.
All right, Mike, let's take a quick moment and talk about BetDSI, which is an incredible sponsor that's been with the show basically since the beginning at this point. BetDSI has been in business for over 20 years, 24/7 customer service, 365 days a year. If you're putting money down, you want to be able to talk to somebody every once in a while, and a super easy to use interface. Fast payment on winnings. I mean, there's what's not to love about BetDSI. And tonight, Bisping, we got a pretty incredible fight coming up with Fedor fighting Rampage Jackson. Harrington, what are those odds on the Fedor-Rampage Jackson fight?
Fedor's minus 118. Rampage plus, I'm sorry, minus 103.
Very close. Very, very close. Very close odds. So,
rightly so. It should be close. Both guys can win this fight in a variety of ways. Well, not a variety of ways, but... You know, Rampage can win by knockout, as can Fedor, but he can also win by submission. It's a tough one, but as we know, if you put money on it, it's way more fun. And BetDSI is the way to do it. As you said, in business over 20 years and fantastic customer service available 24/7, 365. And they built a history and a reputation for paying cash back to you fast. And of course, you know, as I said, if you've got money on it, it's better. And when you get a 60% bonus cash match, that's even better, which is what they're offering us or you when you go to BetDSI.com and you use the promo code BYM120, up to $1,000, they're going to give you a 60% bonus cash match. So, for example, that would turn $1,000 into $1,600. So make sure if you're going to put a bet on in anything sports-like, go to BetDSI.com, use the promo code BYM120, and you'll be in the money. Honey, all right, where were we? Let's move on to the next category.
Yes, let's do that.
Category. What all we got? Right.
Next category, we have the Michael Bisping Spirit Award. Oh. Prestigious award.
Oh.
So that's so is that the fighter that embodies the spirit of Mr. Michael Bisping? Good talk. Okay.
Okay, now, Harrington, give us the nominations. What are you doing? Here's what you do. All right, guys, without further ado, the next one is the Michael Bisping Spirit Award. Your nominations are, and fucking go through them. Why are we sitting here and filling dead air, waiting for you to talk? James had to come in and fill some time. Get it together, man. You're never going to be picked to fucking host the Oscars. I'll tell you that right now. Okay, Michael Bisping Spirit Awards. The nominations are.
I mean, I was thinking something like the ESPYs, where you would come out, give your Jimmy V speech, what it means to win
milk your moment.
Okay, that's a great episode title. All right, Thiago Santos fighting John Jones with a torn MCL, PCL, and ACL, still going all five rounds against arguably the greatest of all time. And there he is getting knee surgery, post-knee surgery. Zombie admits that he has been fighting for the past few years with double vision. After his last fight, so he's going to get surgery to repair that.
Fuck off, dude. Bisping has half vision.
Fucking single vision, okay?
He's got half vision. He's got double vision. He's got a superpower.
Motherfucker's got quadruple the vision of me. Fuck that guy. Continue.
All right. Korean Superboy Do-Hoo Choi just fought his last fight with a broken arm for two rounds. So there's the x-ray right there.
Yeah.
And finally, Colby Chaos Covington, showing he can back it up with toughness, went three rounds with a broken jaw against Kamaru Usman.
Okay, all very, very tough men in their own right, and just true warriors. No, but seriously, they are. They're all tough guys. But to be honest, you can't beat what Thiago Santos did. I mean, because the commentators in that fight, they were saying right at the start, oh, we think Thiago, there's something wrong with his knee. We think he's torn a ligament. And we were actually, you know, not scoffing, but like, how do they know? You know what I mean? They've got to stop going on about the torn ligament in the knee because he's still fighting. He's probably fine. Well, it turns out I was completely wrong because he literally tore everything he could tear towards the start of the fight and continued fighting. So, I mean, come on. If that isn't a display of courage, I don't know what is. Thiago Santos.
See, I was going to make the argument for Colby because it was such a badass performance.
It was. And that's a close contender. That is a real close contender. Colby was awesome, but continue, sorry.
Well, I was going to say, you know better than I know. I mean, fighting, Colby fought a closer fight. So here's my thought process, right? Colby almost won that fight with a broken jaw. You got to give him a lot of credit, dude. He was fucking in there right up until the very end. He did get stopped. Yep. Thiago, I don't believe it was as close of a fight, but I also don't know the difference between fighting with every bit of your knee torn to shreds versus fighting with a broken jaw. What's more impressive? You know, you know, as a fighter who's been in there and you've had issues with your knee before. I know last week I asked you if you'd ever had your jaw broken. You haven't, but you have an understanding here. What would be more of a detriment if you had to go into a fight having no knee or having a broken jaw? What do you think is more impressive? Because that's the answer for me.
Well, yeah. All right. So I'll give a serious answer. Okay, and I'm not taking anything away from Colby, but a lot of times when you get hit in the face with the adrenaline and things like that, you don't really feel it. You don't. You'll feel it afterwards. You know, your nose is broken. Your nose is mangled. I mean, look at Mike Perry. He continued fighting, you know, with his right until the end. I think he got stopped at the end of the third round or something like that. But he was still going on, you know what I mean, and fighting. That's because the adrenaline takes over. But in your knee, I've seen people tear one ligament in training and they fall over and they're howling in agony. Normally it comes from people doing heel hooks. Little word of advice, everybody. If you're rolling jiu-jitsu and somebody gets a heel hook, just fucking tap. Don't try and be a hero. But you see people, they tear a ligament and they're howling in agony. They're on the floor. They can't walk. Fucking Thiago tore three ligaments in that knee, which is crazy. And he still continued to fight. And some people had that fight going 2-2 into the fifth round. It was a closer fight than people remember. Adrenaline punches to the face and sometimes broken bones. You don't know you've got them till afterwards. You know, I mean, listen, I'm not taking anything away from Colby. That was he won a lot of people over in that fight. It was a true show of courage and brilliance, and it was an amazing fight. But Thiago Santos gets my vote.
I agree with you just based off of that analysis right there. That was actually the only category that we've done that was somewhat intelligent, made sense. All the nominees made sense. I got to be honest with you. If we're going to have a highlight from today's show, that is the one.
that's the one. The only way it fucked up is that Brian should have dropped Daniel Cormier. I agree with you, Mike, at the end of it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You do it in post.
Brian, you know, please, come on, get it together. All right, next one, what we got?
Next up.
Shit. Oh my God. Harrington.
No.
Oh my God. We're still in the middle of the fucking show. He's wandered off to do something else. And we say, Harrington, what else we got next? And you hear in the background, oh shit. He's forgotten that we're in the middle of a show. You are truly next level.
Brentendo, we need you. We need you. I swear to God, if Brentendo will come in, we'll fire Harrington. Brentendo could do all the post stuff. It'd be perfect.
Listen, I'm just going to be honest. I like these checks that we get every month. I want to keep them coming in. I need this income. I have a fucking family, okay? Harrington, get it together, buddy. Get it together.
You guys are very mean.
Although that was hilarious.
I want to go out and say that. All right. Fight of the year. Big one. All right. First up, we have, just talked about it, Colby Covington versus Kamaru Usman.
Fucking great fight. That was a great fight.
That was a great fight.
Brian Barberina versus Vicente Luque. Absolute barn burner.
That was a great fight as well.
Next up, Dustin Poirier versus Max Holloway 2. And then finally, Israel Adesanya versus Kelvin Gastelum.
Tough. tough. See, it's always hard because did you notice that, you know, when Holloway and Poirier came on, there wasn't like the big reaction, and there wasn't the big reaction with Adesanya and Gastelum. That's because they were further away. Like the Holloway, the Usman Colby just happened. It's fresh in our minds. So therefore you can conjure those emotions easier. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's easier to sort of go like, you know, you could just, the problem is there's so many fights at this point that it's all starts to blend together. So yeah, I gotta maybe make a case for the earlier ones, Harrington. I gotta remember because right now I'm picking Colby versus Usman. It might just be solely because I remember it the freshest out of all of them. And it was also a 5-round fight.
So was the Adesanya versus Gastelum fight. It's okay. It's okay, Lewis. It's fine. It was for the interim title.
I was talking about the Luque versus Barbarina fight. That's why.
Sorry. You know, my vote, I got to go Adesanya, Gastelum. Incredible fight, back and forth. Gastelum nearly knocked him out at the start of the fight. It was a head kick. I think he had him wobbled, and then Gastelum was lucky to make it out of the fight alive at the end. You know, Mark Goddard, gave him chance to fight back. A lot of referees would have stopped that fight. It was a great fight. It was a slugfest. It was back and forth. Gastelum versus Adesanya. That gets my vote. And kudos and props to all the other people nominated in every single fighter that had the courage to step inside the octagon. I salute you, sir, and miss and misses. Men and women all over the world, much love and respect.
Trans people too?
Of course, trans people, okay? Why would you pick them up? Trans people, gay people, straight people, fighters, non-fighters, okay?
Cats?
Cats, dogs, any living species on this planet. I wish you the best this year.
Yeah. What about like fucking, you know, are there any bad species like who that are like just shouldn't be here? You know what I'm saying?
Cockroaches. Those little shits, they're coming out again in my kitchen late at night. They can get fucked. Cockroaches can get fucked. And I don't know what they do for the ecosystem. I'm sure other animals depend on them. So therefore they feed them. There's a food chain. It's the circle of life, baby. It's the circle of life. So everything is needed. It's all part of a very delicate ecosystem. It's a fine balancing act. I'm sure without the cockroaches, there would be an issue. But they can just get the fuck out of my house.
Great. All right, let's go to the next one. How many more categories do we have, Harrington?
Just two left.
Too many.
This is good.
Thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
It's not that long of a show, baby boy. We have to do a full show. We have to snow it. No.
Well, because people don't know we started the show 3 fucking times. Okay. So therefore, it is a long show. Okay. Stop bringing James in as well and just like adding another 20 minutes on. I mean, I get it. I love him. He's the cutest little kid ever. You know what I mean? We wasted 20 minutes at the start. We bring him in for another section. You make inappropriate comments. I've been here since 11 o'clock. It is now 1. 2 hours, baby boy.
There's only an hour and 10 minutes of show right now. So you can't tell me. I'm looking at the fucking timer. So
we'll put the deleted scenes at the end. But all right, what's the next category?
The deleted scenes.
Female fighter of the year. All right. Valentina Shevchenko, flyweight queen. We have Tatiana Suarez, who did not win a title, but has gone undefeated this year and has looked like an absolute monster. Wei Li Zhang, correct, China's first champion. And, of course, Amanda Nunes.
Yeah. Easy for me.
This is a tough one. Well, it's tough because there's some really, really good fights, some female fighters right now. It really is. I mean, women's mixed martial arts never been as good. And it seems obvious to choose Amanda Nunes, but I've got to give it to Amanda Nunes. Well, saying that, who did she fight? Oh, she knocked out Holly Holm earlier this year, and she beat Deranda May. Shevchenko, obviously, she knocked out Jessica Ai. Then it was a bit of a snooze fest against Liz Carmouche. Tatiana Suarez, as you said, she's fucking looked incredible this year. And who was the other one? Oh, Zhang Weili. Zhang Weili. Not Weili Zhang. Zhang Weili. Chinese names, there's one syllable, which looks like the last name, but that comes first. It's Zhang Weili. Just FYI. And she obviously had a great year. She became champion, first ever champion from China. That's huge. That's significant. I don't know. When you put it like that, I don't know.
Well, listen, if you ask the Bispings, they're obviously rooting for Zhang Weili. Are you Bisping Mike in China?
Yeah. Well, no, because it's Mike Bisping, the first Mike syllable Bisping. One. Okay. Mike Bisping.
My spit. Okay. Mike Bisping.
Mike Bisping.
I gotta
Mike
say, man. Fuck. All right. So here's the thing. I thought that Amanda Nunes beat Cyborg this year, and it was December 29th last year, which is fucking bugging me because it's really only two wins this year for Amanda Nunes, not as active as she's been in the past.
Two wins for Shevchenko. How many wins for Zhang Weili? Two?
Two wins. Okay.
Tatiana Suarez isn't even a champion right now. Just listen, Tatiana's good. She doesn't get into. She's not winning this. Okay, yes. Take her out, delete her. Tatiana Suarez, maybe next year. Okay, but you gotta have a belt. It seems in this category, and they all have belts. It's Shevchenko.
Go on. I'll say she's prettier than Macy Barber. We'll give her that
for this. Valentina Shevchenko, you know, for this, that she goes out there and she win fights in very exciting fashion, you know. For this, and I sat next to her last fight, very, very nice person. But Shevchenko is not my fighter of the year, simply because of this fight with Liz Carmouche. Amanda Nunes. Yeah. Amanda Nunes, she's the baddest woman on the planet by far. Nobody's taking that belt off her anytime soon. The randomie gave her a good run for her money. Well, not really. She almost knocked her out in the second round. And then Amanda just took her down time and time again. Prior to that, she knocked out Holly Holm. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, we talked about that as well. It was like watching the adjustment in that fight just sort of showed that she is, it was a good moment to say, like, oh, shit, well, you know what, she can adjust. She's not just depending on one thing. And, you know, I think that, yeah, what she's done is really second to none. I think she's pound for pound the best female fighter in the world. And to be honest with you, she's pound for pound the fighter of the year, female fighter of the year right there, Amanda Nunes.
Yeah, well, she's the 145 champ, 135 champ, and I think she'll stay like that for a long time, to be honest. So, yeah, no, I agree. There she is. Congratulations, Amanda Nunes. I mean, it's one thing being a double champ, but being the BYM Fighter of the Year, I mean, whew, that's big. That's big. All right, so without further ado, what have we got, Harrington?
Now it's the this real Fighter of the Year. Now the real.
we need some music in post. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you to the most prestigious award, which coincidentally brings this evening to an end. Without further ado, I would like to welcome to the stage the one and only Mr. Mike Harrington to make the nominations.
Why, thank you, Mr. Bisping. I present to you the Fighters of the Year, Kamaru Usman, Henry Cejudo, the only man to win two belts, Israel Adesanya, and of course, Jorge Gamebred Masvidal.
Oh, these are jolly good suggestions, and I love the way you delivered them. It was clear, concise, to the point. No fill, just not necessary, just fantastic fighters. Fighters to aspire to, perhaps. That's a tough one. All good fighters, all had great years. Lewis, you've said nothing for a bit. Take the floor.
If I had to pick my favorite fighter, I would, I thought we're doing any accent we want, right? I would like to pick, I don't even know what accent I'm doing. This is like half Indian, half
I was
going to
say, it sounds like the guy that's serving you drinks in fucking Jamaica. Okay. Listen, we're doing prestigious award ceremony voices, Lewis.
Oh, for who is my favorite fighter? My favorite fighter this year, you is.
We didn't say offensive Chinese voices. What are you doing? Stop it.
You've made that point before. Why is it not offensive for Harrington to do British? But
Israel Adesanya, Henry Cejudo, Kamaru Usman, Jorge Masvidal.
I got to discount Jorge because I think if you don't have a title, I'm not counting the fucking BMF title. I think it's going to be hard to be the Fighter of the Year without having either won a title or defending a title multiple times.
Disagree. Disagree. So who you got? And give us your reasoning for it. Go ahead. Jesus. Final award. Prestigious. You know, have it in your back pocket. I mean, out of all the awards that you had to anticipate being on this list, this would have to be one of them. So maybe you gave this one a bit of pre-thought. And this is the one you can't decide on. I mean, the ones with like the best looking male of the year. Fucking hell, you got a lot to say on that one, haven't you? Just give us your fucking vote, your reason, and why.
I'm going to say Kamaru Usman.
Why?
It's based off of process of elimination. Okay. I'm discounting Cejudo because the level of competition down at the lower weight classes, in my opinion, isn't as tough. He didn't have to go through as many tough fighters as Kamaru.
Yeah, you're right. Although that logic is flawed because TJ Dillashaw came down a weight class, a champion of the weight class above came down to challenge him, and he smoked him, I think, in 34 seconds. You know, so, I mean, you know, just throwing this that year? Out there, but continue as you want. Yeah, this year, January, in Brooklyn. In fact, you were there. I got you tickets. Okay, but continue.
Fuck. Either way, still doesn't matter. It's fine. You know, that's okay. I still think that, all right, you can't give it to Masvidal because he didn't actually win a real title, even though he's a bad motherfucker, and in my opinion, had an incredible year, one of the best years you could possibly have in MMA. And then Israel, you know, once again, I mean, we've talked about this plenty of times. You know, it's a little bit, George never lost that title. In fact, you never really lost it. We've discussed this. You were 10% of yourself. George was 110% of himself. George lost that round or lost that fight in most people's eyes. So it's sort of like, I feel like that title, you know, I just don't, it's not as big of a deal to me. So I'm going with Kamaru Usman. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Kamaru Usman, good for you. And you're right, Kamaru Usman had a fantastic year. He won the belt. It was a completely one-sided affair against Tyron Woodley, and then he backed it up with a huge fight, a very exhilarating, take-your-breath-away performance, a back-and-forth fight with Colby Covington. But for me, my winner of the year, the fighter of the year, is a guy that has been around forever, a guy that has paid his dues in the backyards, in the big arenas. This guy's been there for years, plodding away, but not getting the recognition that he deserves. But then all of a sudden disappears into the jungle, resets his mind, comes out, becomes a different person, flies over to London, England, to take on a huge fighter that this man was a massive underdog against, okay? Masvidal went out to England against Darren Till, big underdog. What does he do? Electrifying knockout in the first round. Okay, I thought Till was going to take him out real fast. He dropped him, but he gets back up. He gets back up after being dropped, and boom, it's him that gets the knockout. Then, International Fight Week, undefeated Ben Askren, okay, the highly touted champion from Bellator and ONE FC, finally comes over to the UFC, gets his first win, and takes on Masvidal. It looked like a classic striker versus grappler matchup in which the grapplers always win. And what does he do? He follows it up with yet another sensational performance, okay? 5-second knockout, fastest knockout in the history of the UFC, right? Knocks him out. Then follows it up, creates his own title with Nate Diaz, the fan favorite. Everybody thinks he's the real baddest motherfucker alive. Fights him in Madison Square Garden, okay? Goes out there, puts a beating on him, finishes him in a one-sided affair, and has The Rock put a fucking make-believe belt around his waist, okay? Dude, nobody had a better year than Jorge Masvidal. Adesanya had a good year. Kamaru Usman had a good year. But people were not talking about this guy last year. And look at him. Number one, he fought more than anybody else. And secondly, I can't even think now. Secondly, his fights were more electrifying. And he finished all three. It doesn't matter whether or not he was the champion. It wasn't who was the best champion this year or who became the champion of the year award thingy bob. No, who's the best fighter of the year? It's Jorge Masvidal, okay? Without further ado.
All right, you know what? You fucking swayed me, Dougie. You fucking swayed me. What am I supposed to say? And to be honest with you, if he goes out and beats Kamaru Usman, then my pick looks stupid as it is, and I think he actually might win that fight when they fight. So I agree with you. And I don't know about that.
It's a very, 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 very tough fight, but we will see that next year, hopefully in the summer. I look forward to that one. But Harrington, I just want to say, you did an absolute terrible job, my friend. Well done. Congratulations. Par for the course.
I'm making you guys better broadcasters.
You really are. It's triangles. So that was it. That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. It was a bit of an unusual episode, but I had a good time.
I had a great time. That was the BYM 2019 BIMI Awards, end of year awards. So thank you guys for listening. I'll say real quick, if you guys love the show, go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. Also, we're on YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube channel if you guys want to see when the new episodes are streaming live. We do the live premieres on YouTube now. Just subscribe right there. You get a little notification right to your phone. Bling, remember? That's what it sounds like. And every episode of the show is available at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Pre-release, uncensored, ad-free episodes. You get the entire on-demand library. Use the promo code BYM for a 14-day free trial. And that's really it, Bisping. I'll be out in L.A. this week. I'll be in San Diego next weekend. If you guys are around San Diego, the 2nd through the 4th, I'll be down there. But me and Bisping will be getting together in Los Angeles. I believe 95% chance that he's coming out to do the Live Legion of Skank show at the Comedy Store. So if you guys want to come out and see that, I think you can get some tickets. But that's it. Thanks so much, dude. Great year with you, man. I love doing the show. Is this officially the last show of the year?
Yeah. The last show of the year, because by the time the next one comes out, it'll be New Year's Day. Yes. So I want to say thanks to everybody for listening and supporting this show. Listen, we sit here, we fuck around, we get silly, but you tolerate us, you're very patient with us. I know we have a lot of fun and we know a lot of you guys enjoy the show as well, but if it weren't for you guys listening to this, telling your friends and helping spread the word, we wouldn't have a fucking show, you know. But I love doing this. I love working with you, Lewis, Harrington, Brian, everyone at Gas Digital. You know, happy new year from myself, and thank you for everything that you all do.
Happy new year, everyone. Bisping, tell the family I said what's up. Happy new year to those guys, and we will check you guys late New Year's Eve. In fact, that you can count down the new year. Maybe we'll do a special countdown at the end of the show if you guys can time it to have the show end. We'll figure it out. We'll have some fun with that. Enjoy your New Year's. Be safe. If you're drinking, don't drive. You can do all the safe shit. Don't party too hard and do too many drugs on this New Year's Eve. And have a great year.
All right. Stop trying to be too feel good towards the end. We get it. You get it. You're a good person, giving good advice. Love and cheer to all men, creatures, great and small. Happy New Year.
Michael Bisping said it best.